Especially, I am very pleased of the presentation of Khun Kitty that mentioned about the energy. Let me give you the same word that Sir Kitty gave to you for last session, that he said in this world, some country thinking about themselves or their self or his self more than thinking about the world. So, in terms of energy, you may heard that they try to take over for several countries to get all of the energy, especially for the oil. This is one of the very good examples that why Europe countries try to take over in Middle East or in Africa. This is for to take all the natural resource out of the country. It happened before. Back to our Asia. Again, we are staying in the same situation. Big fish try to eat the small fish. I just want to talk only fishery because I'm in the fishery part. I will start with this one. For each country, I give you the brochure of the Department of Fishery. To the fishery. Yeah. To Vietnam. Yeah. I have this one. Okay, Myanmar. Oh. Cambodia. I'm going to tell you the thing that happened. I said big fish will eat the small fish. Thailand, Department of Fishery, tried to make trade with every country. For what? To get your resource to Thailand. So we help you to develop fishery. The real, we want to take your resource. Take out of your resource to our country. I mentioned about Thailand. So another resource, let you think about it. But I talk only fishery. Why? Thailand already over capture. Mean that we catch all of the fish for our consume. As well as we also do export of fishery products to the world. So the way that we have done right now, we cooperate with every country among friends. Yeah, Vietnam, Myanmar, Cambodia, of course Laos. We are doing now with the tilapia. So we go to help you to extra with the farm and we buy your product back in the reasonable price for the food quality. Why? We also have our GAP, Good Agriculture Practice. Mean that Thailand is a good product, bad product. I leave to your country. Take only good. So, I select only the marketable side that gets me benefit. So the waste, the poor, chemical residue, or something spoiled, I throw to your country. This is happened. I think this item needs to be discussed about how. I use this one for a table only fishery, but another thing, thinking about yourself. Okay? This is the thing I want to get for the country that happened right now, especially Vietnam, Cambodia, and Myanmar. Because I also the one of the group who join or talk to your country, thinking about people. Okay? This is my thing I want to share to you. Thank you, sir.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Because now having concern with GNS as a group rather than benefit to only Thailand. I mean the reason why we have GNS because we are sharing both benefits and costs together. We have to do things together. We cannot do everything alone. Okay, if Thailand in the past has done something not beneficial to other countries, we can remedy and solve it from them. Okay, I like to open the floor for discussion. You can ask Kitty. You ask our friend and you can ask Kumpakon. Microphone, please.
Tell them.
Yes. Discussion top floor.
Vietnam always first, and then to be followed by a lot of people. We were finished by 12:15. Okay, Vietnam, please.
I see. So I just have one question about the FDI strategy involving the assessment. As you mentioned, Vietnam is apply FDI from 2005, but at the moment, up to now, we also have a lot of people with FDI because actually knowledge about FDI is limited. And sometimes because of other reasons, make FDI cannot done as well as we want. So I would like to ask you that in Thailand, do you have facing with some difficult when you carry out FDI and how to solve with this problem?
Good question. Thailand actually behind Vietnam. We have more problems. Yeah, you said you have to learn from you, but you said you still have some
problems. Okay, this problem then you may, I made an observation when FDI in the Stockholm environment is a bit funky, or sorry, so I like to say to the project in Vietnam. And compared with Thai actresses, he didn't have a law regulation, but like a voluntary. So the bottleneck or trap of the SDA is applied to the policy and planning level. Then we need the stakeholder dialogue. We, like in Vietnam, or even in Thailand, or even worse in Thailand, they didn't do the stakeholder analysis. Well, when you're talking about policy, we have to invite just only policy people. Yeah. Don't down to the law. Oh, because in the bottom line, bottom law, they cannot contribute the policy or not, cannot criticize or even they didn't have information. So, in this, we have to modify to make suit to our context. In Europe, US, they can do because the knowledgeable level is more or less not so a big gap. Yeah. So first thing, we have to dialogue among the policy agencies. Pick a point. Yeah. If you can direct them, then you can. Not your staff. Yeah. So in the ASEAN context, we don't did the analysis of the stakeholder well. Okay. Yeah, that's one of the problems. Second, then they didn't then do their homework before they join the dialogue. Okay. In this kind of thing, they have to revisit their job or responsibility, like the one for when we apply for the SDA for hydropower sector, we have to identify the stakeholders, I mean the relevant agencies who most involved in the job. Like in China, we have a lawyer irrigation department, we have a water resource planning department, we have almost 10. Yeah. But when come to dialogue, they send the wrong representative. So they talk about more in detail about the day-to-day business, the job, not the policy. Policy means that when you be contract that A, yeah, what generates to the country economy, not just the local. So definitely highlight it. And the second part is when just my colleague just complained. When they contact the SDA, the consultant is not consultant. It should be the facilitator and advisor and to be a coach. Yes? But they did like a consultant, do the thing for you. Usually, your people have to work, work through it, and the consultant should be just only facilitated and coach and advice, and then you will, they will produce the right SDA. Otherwise, be the SDA of the consultant. Because of you in the, aspect to the whole process. It has still the same. Yeah, we have to manage the law. Otherwise, we cannot afford the people from the agency to that the director general has to join. Yeah. If you didn't join, you have to do it. They must speak. And the third one is the most difficult part to conduct an SDA is to set up the scenario. Scenario is quite key word because it depends on the right selection. If you set the wrong scenario, you know, so. We will set up like a policy level dialogue to set scenario with the supervised by the consultant, by like an SEIA, Stockholm Environment, or whoever, to complete scenario. Scenario is in the SEA, we require minimum more than three, not less than three scenarios. And in the SDA context, they do need participation. But participation means you have to make three levels. One is policy level participation. Second is key person, key staff in the division. And last in the public participation. Before get them to join the meeting, we will have to launch a more than leverage their knowledge to the dedicated or public communication. That's a long way to go, but anyway, the Vietnam is ahead of the other.
Thank you very much. May I follow to this for all of you, very still very young in your career. When you grow up in your job as a government official, right, as to keep it first, you have to know all these policy level, and SEA is one of the areas. Okay, but from 10 years from now, each one of you have to learn more about managing uncertainty, managing stakeholders. You know, for example, in the future we can do conducting workshop. You know, you can manage people, not only your staff in your organization, but you have to manage stakeholders. Okay, so the subject that people from Vietnam ask, and maybe you already learned about it, is communication skill, you know, listening skill, emotional intelligence. You see, when you talk to people with opposite view, especially a different department or whatever, you tend to have a lot of heat argument. Negotiation skill, decision making skill, teamwork skill. Many of you are engineers, but one day you're not going to use engineer in your work. You're going to use management and leadership. See? That's why I remember last year when you came, I gave one lecture on leadership. So you arrived when you were young, you still use your own technical skill. But in the policy level, as well as effectiveness of your work, when you're reaching, say, deputy director general, you have to have people skill, decision-making skill, teamwork skill, and negotiation skill, which is very important in the present and the future of leadership. Human capital is not about getting an engineering degree from AIT, not enough. You have to have the long-term learning abilities, all kinds of competencies that you need to become a global person, especially to understand diversities within our own GMS. That's why, as a senior person in this room, I can see that you now can learn a lot about energy and environment at the policy and macro level. That's good. But you've got to implement some of that. We call it execution. When you have to deal with opposing views, especially on environment, like me, when you deal with opposing views in Thailand, people are against development, you know, and across ministry, across organization, sometimes you have to have ability to work with them. So I think teamwork is also important. So thank you very much for the first question. Second question, please, Myanmar. Thank you.
So according to SCA and Mr. Kiri, Kiri Emperor.
Yes.
You mentioned that Thailand has a policy that you gave an example that you identify the gas from Denmark and then and it must be a green energy. So here and how do you define the green energy?
Okay, very good.
I'm not defined by the green energy. But more international term. Green energy means that go for not the fossil fuel that you can heat it up and it's gone more quickly to come back. So green energy means one is go for renewable energy from time to time. Second is the way to produce power. It should be more environmental friendly. So we have to select clean technology. Yeah. Like the technology is more efficient, less CO2 emitted, and less SO2, sulfur dioxide emitted. But of course, it's more expensive than conventional. So we have to educate our people or consumers. Yeah. If you would like to have a green, you have to pay more. That's all.
You know, excuse me. In my work, it's not only green, it's not only in energy, there's now green employment. see, the future in GMS, there's a lot of job opportunities in environmental areas. Not only to protect environment, but we should work together to generate technologies, appropriate technologies that can solve pollution. See? There's a lot of work in ILO about green employment. And there's a lot of work on green tourism, for example. They like to go to hotel with renewable energy now. They don't want to go to hotel with electricity used from gas or coal power anymore. There's so many people who are concerned now. If they go to spend time in a good hotel, they want to know what source of energy you use. If you still use the fossil fuel, many of them will say, no, I like to have renewable energy. You know? So green tourism also quite important also in the future. But in our GMS, we should work together to have appropriate technology, like you said, where we don't have to use advanced technologies only. But you know, appropriate technology, as economists, I heard it for so many years in the past. And because of competitiveness among countries, you know, the problem in the world is we always want to compete. But for GMS, we can compete, but we should cooperate. That's why we are here to work together. We don't have to follow World Economic Forum and rank country by competitiveness. You look at Singapore, most people in Singapore rich, but they live short, they have heart attack, they have blood pressure. They're not very happy people. That's why happiness, it looks like something very abstract, you know? But as I said to you this morning, I decided to come here because I want to be with you. I'm happy. And if I'm happy, my brain works better. But if I have to force to come see you, then my productivity is low also. Happiness is not the end in itself. It's a mean to achieve something, which is very important in the human resource area. Because you should do things, because you have passion, you have meaning, you have purpose. Believe me, in your life, if you do something, if you have three things, you're going to win. You have passion, you have purpose, and you have meaning. And all of you in this room have all of that, because you are helping people to have clean energy. You're helping people to have long-term sustainability. You have people to survive in the global warming. That's very, very high level. You know, some people who work in the private sector, sometimes they do advertising for cigarettes. You know, many people in the world still want to make money, whatever the job they do. Right now, I have friends in Thailand who don't want to do any advertising for liquor and beer. Because liquor and beer business are creating so many problems for the world, right? But the richness of the world is full of this sort of bad products, see? Okay, so your question, another question? Any more? Okay. Ah, Cambodia. Thank you. Yes.
Still have advantage and disadvantage. And I sorry to show a lot about your product, but I want to know that how about disadvantage for your product? And one more question, and do you have any plan for export to our richer country?
Okay, thank you. Yes, and I will do translation.
Okay, thank you. พูดถึงสองส่วนนะครับท่านอาจารย์ก็คือส่วนที่หนึ่งถามว่า product ดีอย่างไร นะครับทีนี้การที่จะพิสูจน์ได้ว่า product ดีไม่ดีเนี่ยมันก็อยู่ที่ผลของการใช้ซึ่งวันนี้เจ้าของ product เนี่ยก็ต้องบอกว่าดีหมดแต่วันนี้เราพิสูจน์มาแล้ว9ปีแม้กระทั่งว่าทางกัมพูชาเองก็เอาไปใช้แล้วเนี่ยนะฮะก็เห็นผลชัดเจนนะครับเห็นผลชัดเจนสิ่งที่เห็นผลชัดเจนได้ก็คือต้นทุนลดผลผลิตเพิ่มเกรด A แล้วก็ไม่มีสารเคมีตกค้างได้ดีๆคือได้กับพืชทุกชนิดเหตุก็เพราะว่านวัตกรรมทางด้านการเกษตรที่เราดีไซน์มันออกมานี่ก็คือว่ามันเป็นอาหารที่พร้อมใช้ของพืชทุกชนิด
ครับได้เลยครับ so his answer for the first question is how can he or his company know that this product is good the answer is from 9 years experience with the farmerThey found the better improved. The second one, they try to do research and continue good quality. But the answer is used by the farmer, and farmer happy because of it can reduce cost, it can have productivity to improve the production in the good quality and less or no residue of the chemical.This is from 9 years experience
ครับครับทีนี้ในส่วนที่ถามว่าจะนำเข้าไปที่กัมพูชาได้อย่างไรนะฮะก็คงต้องคุยกันในหลักการ
After your question how to do export to Cambodia or another ASEAN region so this is the way of the commercial you can discuss with him later on butHis answer is he have ready for the product and have willing to share with every country with the objective to reduce the chemical use and the harmful to the people. And his hope is if he willing and every country share, we can have the better life. This is not the money, it's better life of the region.Sure. Okay, I will ask two sectors also from energy and from the agriculture department for the developmentSustainable development in the agriculture. So we saw that everything is look bright, right? In your presentation, everything is look bright. And I think it's also just only on the right side, but in the left side. How to like Dr. Chira said that there's only 10% of farmer to become to adapt about the sustainable in the sustainable development in agriculture.In Thailand, and also have 90% of farmers doesn't do that. So everything is bright. So why the 90% of farmer in Thai is not use that way to promote their work? I think. I think the production of the organic is maybe more expensive than the production come from the chemical, isn't it? Right. And also, how about the for the incomes? Maybe
if they do like chemical way, so they have more production, more income or not? Because you know the farmer is maybe low class, so they don't they always look for their income, right? So how can show this problem? And do you think that you maybe you can have some law from sustainable development submit into the government to uphold the farmer to do like the way of sustainable development? That is the question of the in sustainable development. And for the energy, so I want to know about the electricity coefficient of energy per average GDP. In Thai it's 1.4, right? Now?
Point eight.
Oh, it's very good.
What about Vietnam?
Vietnam is now, but this is the energy or electricity?
Electricity.
Oh, Vietnam is so high. Vietnam is nearly 2. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we plan to reduce it to 1.5 in the year of 2015. And nearly 1 in the year of 2020. And how about the smart grid in Thailand? So how far in progress of this in Thailand, the smart grid?
เหตุผลนะฮะเหตุผลว่าทำไมสังคมการเกษตรไม่ว่าจะเป็นประเทศไทยแล้วก็ประเทศอื่นทั่วโลกเนี่ยยังไม่สามารถเลิกใช้เคมีได้เหตุผลก็เพราะว่าวันนี้มันไม่มีสิ่งใดที่จะไปทดแทนเคมีในความเชื่อของเขาเหตุก็เพราะว่าวันนี้เนี่ยเมื่อเขาปลูกผลิตผลทางการเกษตรนี่นะฮะมีเพี้ยเกิดขึ้นมีหนอนเกิดขึ้นมีแมลงเกิดขึ้นเขาจำเป็นก็ต้องใช้สารเคมีเพราะถ้าเขาไม่ใช้ผลผลิตเขาก็เสียหายเพราะนั่นคือสิ่งที่เขาลงทุนไปแล้วนะครับ
You have to understand the criteria first. Farmer or the one who produce want to have quality to sell their product. Whatever they want to produce and they have problem, they need to solve it.By nature, if you have problem from insect to your crop, your rice, what you are going to do? Hand picking? No, you just spray insecticide. The idea is you want to maintain your good production, good quality of your product without anything alternative.To reduce the dangerous, you don't care. You also apply insecticide. You will not eat it. You know that it's dangerous, but your product can sell. When your product can sell, you don't care. The one who die is not your family. Look at this picture. Like the one who do smoking, they put the picture at the smoking cigarette.Box right now to show that what happened when you smoke. Do you think how many people reduce to be some? So if you want to be like John Lennon, imagine world. What people? Do you remember? He had the idea. If they have no religion, no country, no fighting, the world will be happy then.Same idea that he wants to share to the people.
So if you know the nature of this product, you know that it's not good to eat, but you still fail because you don't have alternative. You also willing to reduce, but do you have any alternative? That's why he said this product is one of alternative that can help. And he hopes that people will follow. 10%, maybe 15, 20, then 50, 60 in the later. This is his hope. ต่อครับ
ยกตัวอย่างให้เห็นภาพที่ชัดเจนนะฮะก็คือวันนี้คือเราสามารถทำตรงนี้สำเร็จยกตัวอย่างที่เห็นได้ชัดเจนว่าวันนี้ไม่ว่าจะเป็นข้าวไม่ว่าจะเป็นอะไรก็แล้วแต่เนี่ยซึ่งจัดเป็นพืชทุกชนิดเนี่ยถ้าเราสามารถทำให้เขาเนี่ยมีเซลล์ที่แข็งแรงได้พวกหนอนพวกแมลงเนี่ยก็ไม่สามารถที่จะเจาะเพื่อดูดกินน้ำเลี้ยงมันก็ไม่เกิดความเสียหายและเมื่อหนอนเมื่อแมลงเมื่อเพี้ยไม่สามารถที่จะเจาะได้เนี่ยมันก็วางไข่ไม่ได้พอมันวางไข่ไม่ได้ปุ๊บมันก็ไม่เกิดการระบาดไม่มีตัวอ่อนพอไม่มีตัวอ่อนปุ๊บตัวเต็มใบก็ไม่ดีมันก็ไม่เกิดความเสียหายมันจึงสมดุลทั้งระบบ
His answer isYou have to understand the ecology. Why the plant or the animal or yourself getting sick or getting disease? Because your body weak from whatever pollution or another. But when the body or cell weak, disease will be occur. So the point is you make body strong, healthy, disease will be.Reduce. Why we have to do it and thinking about environment? Because this is ecology. Some animal or some disease will bloom up because ecology is unbalanced. So if you can make ecology balanced, the problem of disease will be reduced.
ขอยกตัวอย่างสักสองตัวอย่างเพื่อเป็นกรณีศึกษา
If example
เช่นวันนี้ในภาคการเกษตรเนี่ยปัญหาที่เจอกันเยอะมากก็คือโรครากเน่าผลเน่าฉะนั้นเมื่อมีปัญหาเหล่านี้ปุ๊บเกษตรกรก็ต้องไปซื้อยาเพื่อไปกำจัดเชื้อโรครากเน่าผลเน่าหลักๆเลยก็คือไฟฟอสฟอราสเมื่อเรารู้ถึงปัญหาเนี่ยเราก็สร้างนวัตกรรมขึ้นมาดีไซน์มันขึ้นมาเพื่ออะไรนะเพื่อที่จะให้ธรรมชาติไปกำจัดธรรมชาตินั่นก็คือสินค้าพวกนี้มันเมื่อถูกใช้ไปแล้วเนี่ยมันก็จะไปทำให้กลุ่มไตโคเดอร์มาซึ่งมีอยู่แล้วในพื้นดินเนี่ยสมบูรณ์กว่ากลุ่มไฟฟอสฟอราสแล้วกลุ่มไตโคเดอร์มาเนี่ยก็จะไปจัดการไฟฟอสฟอราสเองมันก็ไม่เกิดโรครากเน่าผลเน่าเมื่อไม่มีปัญหาตรงนี้ปุ๊บเขาก็ไปใช้ยาเคดี
First example is about plant or crop growing they have one disease.That occur to the root and the stem of the plant. This come from Phytophthora, this kind of the disease. This Phytophthora can be controlled by Trichophthora. That is another. So if you can increase these living organisms to control for the another species.That is the way that you can solve the problem of disease. Not mean that you just do it, kill this disease. You make another competition or something that control, like that you have problem of the insect. You increase another species that can control this insect. That's possible.So this is the point that he said that if the environment good, soil good, enough microbiological organism, it will be controlled each other and this is will disappear.
อีกตัวอย่างหนึ่งเช่นในกรณีของเพี้ยโดยเฉพาะเพี้ยกระโดดเพี้ยสีน้ำตาลซึ่งมันระบาดมากในกลุ่มของนาข้าวในกลุ่มของมันสับปะหลังแล้วก็ทุกชนิดนี่นะฮะทุกวันนี้เกษตรกรต้องใช้ยาฆ่าแมลงยาฆ่าเพี้ยสูงมากแล้วก็เป็นอันตรายต่อตัวเขาเราจะทำยังไงเราก็ใช้วิธีเราเลือกไปถึงกฎของบรรพบุรุษนะครับเช่นทฤษฎีเกลือกิ่งเกลืออะไรลักษณะประมาณนี้เราก็เอาธรรมชาติมากำจัดธรรมชาตินั่นก็คือเราไปได้ knowledge ได้ know how เกี่ยวกับเรื่องของเชื้อโ บิวเรียก็สร้างบิวเรียขึ้นมานะฮะแล้วให้เกษตรกรไปฉีดพ่นในพื้นแปลงของเขาสปอร์ของบิวเรียเนี่ยมันก็จะไปงอกแล้วก็ไปฆ่าพวกเพียเองอย่างที่ผมบอกครับว่าวันนี้ถ้าเราสามารถกำจัดตัวแก่หรือว่าตัวเต็มวัยได้เนี่ยมันก็ไม่สามารถวางไข่เมื่อไม่มีไข่มันก็ไม่มีตัวอ่อนเมื่อไม่มีตัวอ่อนก็ไม่มีตัวแก่เกษตรกรก็ไม่จำเป็นต้องใช้เคมีและในที่สุดมันก็จะสมดุลทั้งระบบแล้ววันนี้สิ่งที่เราทำได้ก็คือโปรดักต์กลุ่มนี้มันสามารถเข้าไปทดแทนเคมีได้ณวันนี้ประมาณ 80% เข้าไปทดแทนเคมีได้ประมาณ 80% แต่ในขณะเดียวกันเนี่ยถูกกว่าเกินครึ่งนะ
โอเค Second example he mentioned about the insect that I just tell you that they have booming of a lot of insect and destroy for the rice or another cropThe idea is how can we reduce the life cycle of these insects? Not let them lay eggs. If no eggs, if no larvae, no adults. Same thing. They found that Bilwaria, this is a kind of a bacteria, can control the laying of the insects. So we put this one in. So.When this insect cannot lay egg, it means no larvae. No larvae is no adult. No the one who lay the egg, it will be reduced. Many farmers have done it and they found that 80% of Bilwaria can be controlled the insect. By the way, many of farmers never believe because that insect never die in front of you.Compared to DDT. DDT you spray, die in front of you. But if you use this Bilwaria, it reduce and reduce. So you are not attempt to be make it fast. So you want to spray chemical that show exactly die in front of you. Same as your family also die too. Okay? So this is a good example that why we use organic microorganisms will control the ecology of the animal or the insect.
The question from our friend from Vietnam is very important because even though we didn't demonstrate the benefit of this organic system, yet in Thailand or in other countrieschemicals still prevalent, okay? So in my opinion, I have to also think about this also because I want to develop human capital capability for farmers, okay? And he's going to use my book to farmers also, okay? So the first thing is thatWe should invest in the knowledge about this ecology to farmers. University in Thailand invest so much in the high technologies because all of them get PhD from United States. Sometimes they went to the University of Minnesota, then when they go to like him, it's good because it, even though he went to state, he understand.But most PhD in the United from eventually in Vietnam also, they study in US. And for example, the best brain now in China go to in US, but the context is not the same. See? So my job, although I study overseas, is to learn about reality in our society.And second, we have to find a way to solve problem, okay? Now, the second point is more important. If this is political problem in Thailand, politicians get lobby from chemical fertilizer products because they have a budget to support farmers, okay? So they lobby, you see. I don't know whether they would lobby your leadership in Vietnam, butthe private sector in Thailand very greedy. They don't care whether farmer will have illness or not. They want maximizing
income for themselves. Okay, so this is the second problem. And the third, I think you write that the people who do this sort of thing are still few. We have some case study yet, but overall, the alternative method to help the farmer to survive is still a problem. You know, as you know, the king of Thailand, His Majesty the King, is very deep thinking. He's already 85 years old. He tried this all the time. But yet, he cannot influence people in Ministry of Agriculture. Because those politicians, they play a different game, you see. And we have two important departments in Thailand. Be very careful. One is Department of Agricultural Extension, which send fertilizers to farmers. So they get the capital. And then we have another one, we call Farmer Cooperative Extension Department, Gomsong Term, Thakorn, see. So these people, they like to benefit from the lobby. So, okay, so I like your idea, and please work together in order to save farmers. See, in the long run, nobody care about farmers, except in Thailand, they have to go to voting system. See, Thailand is very democratic. People vote, you see. But in your country, you vote, but sometimes they were controlled by the machinery of parties, in your respective country. But one day, like Myanmar, they become a bit more democratic. The ministry give power to people. So by that time, the lobbyists may be less important. Okay, so thank you for your point. I know that farmers are the most important human resource in Thailand. They are 45% of the Thai population. But Ministry of Agriculture, they never invest in upgrading capacity building for farmers. They only want farmers to consume products that sent from the ministry, okay? So it's capitalism at the worst. So luckily Vietnam, Laos, you're still in the early stage of capitalism. Be careful when private sector have more power in your country, then money becomes the name of the game. See? Not the farmer is the name of the game. Okay, so thank you, please.
Yes, yes, I just forgot your question.
Okay, the first question about the elasticity coefficient of the electricity per aggregate GDP. So how to, like, I want to know the experience I had from Thailand to read it very fast.
Okay, this is the first question. The other, the second?
The second is about the smart grid.
Oh.
So, how far the progress in Thailand? And the third question is, I want to know about the electricity market. And how about the roadmap for the power market development? Like, you on the way of competitive generation or electricity wholesale market or also in the electricity retail market?
Okay. Okay, before I answer the question, may I make a first C contribution on the agriculture? Okay. Usually, the question that you ask is why the people, farmers are changing behavior. Because if I use the value engineering to analyze it, more systematic analysis, we divide the agricultural practices into three parts. First part is upstream, second part is the middle is the manufacturing or product producing, and the last part downstream is a consumer and marketing. Okay. So what the experience in Thailand, be more is a piecemeal promotion. Okay, it's not integrated. Okay. Be more focused on or concentrated on the pending promotion to raise the productivity, to reduce the chemical, go for biological practices.
Yeah.
Be very keen on the YB research. I mean, a good YB. But what we fail is marketing. Okay. So when you change from chemical practices to biological, first you can say more insect, more enemy to the plant. So immediately then you need the one that's a fast kill. Okay. So then just with the addition, then still need the chemical. So in this case, if we look like an overview, see from the start to the end, we found that at least 2 or 3 years that the farmer will face this situation. So government have to provide incentive or subsidy or compensate for the loss. Go to move it to the steady state, okay? Like natural can control, bio control. That would need at least 2 to 3 years. So, but we never inject support, okay? And in terms of marketing, for this, the product from organic, more expensive than conventional, okay? Because of the in the first 3 years, it should be more expensive unless they go to the steady state. Yeah. So they have to work the joint hand together between the among the ministry concerned. I introduced what we call the agricultural cluster to let the people all the upstream to work together. Yeah. That will help. We do from the start to the end and solve the problem. That's like what I would contribute. Back to the end of the year. Electricity, elasticity. Before that, we are like, okay, we will use it as what we want. It seems to be that e-gas, they ever let the power back out. Okay, we have quite a small percentage of reserve, but during our two-digit GDP goal, okay, the reserve is already down to the floor. Even minus if the major power plant shock, interrupt, we will have a backup. So. About 20 years ago, and then I be outside from top management to the BSM, demand side management office within EGA, with a partnering from PA and NEA, the other distribution agency. And at that time, we got quite a support from the government department and to promote more efficient use of the electricity. That from that time up to now, that's a very dramatic reduce on demand side. So that from 1.4, we just step by step target. Within 5 years, we have to reduce 1.2 and 1.11, and our target. 5 years ago, because we benchmark with Japan, that's a 0.8. So we now like a 0.85 something, okay? Almost meet the target. And but still, we have to introduce more innovative. We introduce ESCO energy service companies, yeah, who invest do the energy saving thing and share the benefit of upon the saving. But this protocol is really controversial. We have so many complicated formula to calculate the saving, even you have a measurement. I now try to introduce what an energy tax credit. That if you decide it's a hotel, and this one, how many watt or kilowatt hour saving against the conventional, and then totally you gain like X credit, and then you can reimburse the tax from the government right away.
Okay.
We just start. To who buy the number five equipment, they can have a tax rebate just by the last year. After I initiate 5 years partnering with the Oregon Department of Energy, but we do have that we shift from the our normal package to. And the second smart grid,
So about the efficiency, I also ask you how to prevent the foreign investor to come to your country and contract the some like a steel factory is so much the energy from your country and with the cheap price.
Okay, that's one of the mission of the energy people. In the Ministry of Energy and Eco. One thing that we set up, the mission, reasonable price. We did a comparison with the region and throughout the world. Electricity price in Thailand still cheaper than the other. Okay? Without subsidy.
No, I think his point is very important because 75% of electricity used in Thailand go to the business sector. So when Vietnam expand your economy, be careful about heavy industry like steel, petrochemical. Up to you. If you want, your GDP can go up. But Thailand made mistake because we gave privilege to foreign investment by reducing both income tax and equipment tax for 8 years. And many companies, they're smart. After 8 years, they change another name, the same factory. So if we calculate the amount of income loss plus the amount of energy uses, Thailand lost rather than gained. Okay, so demand side management is not about reducing efficiency only. You have to reduce the heavy industry investment. But Khun Kittik cannot solve it. He cannot influence the policy of government.
Not so. We now influence the Ministry of Industry and then they adopt last year.
Okay.
All industries come to Thailand right now. They have qualified to be the what we call eco industrial factory or eco industrial park in the like a iron and steel industrial complex. Eco industrial park means that to produce the products environmental friendly. Okay. And besides the layout, it should be more clean. They use transportation should be more environmental friendly type. Okay. So now they adopt that one as a policy.
Okay.
So we need to hope that this will be very soon.
So I think most heavy industry in the future go to Africa. so we can let them consume more energy.
Yeah,
then
we
thank you.
Then they will move from Thailand to Thawai.
So you, Myanmar, have to produce more electricity for big port in Thawai. Time is running out. And Lao on China, comment? Okay, if not, thank you very much for this morning session. Excellent. We went over 12:15.